5:45 on your Wednesday morning. Another smoky morning as we wake up. Carry over from yesterday. Now, some kids had to stick to video games yesterday afternoon. Both the Queen City's Minor Soccer and Softball Associations announced all outdoor activities were canceled because of the smoke. FC Regina tells us it'll cancel activities when the air quality reaches an 8. The city had an air quality of 10 plus yesterday afternoon. That is the highest it goes. This morning right now, it's at an 8. We'll see where that goes today. And in fact, we're getting a little more of that information from Environment Canada. Our newsroom has already talked to meteorologist Eric Dykes on what we can expect today.
Unfortunately, the same for the most part. The smoke will linger for most of the day today across the south. It's unfortunately, there's not a lot of flow in the atmosphere, both at the surface and aloft, to help to fumigate this smoke out of the area. So we're stuck with what we have, unfortunately, for the day. The good news is that we do expect to see some improvement with respect to the air quality and the reduction in visibility due to smoke Wednesday night. And certainly by Thursday, we'll start to really see things improve.
He says it's not even smoke from northern Saskatchewan because of recent rains and cooler temps up there. Instead, it's smoke blowing in from wildfires from northern BC and Alberta. It all means the air quality, yes, won't be great again today.
Essentially, it's going to be 10 plus for most of the day. Regina's a little bit better as we speak early this morning. It's about 8 or so, but that can fluctuate quite dramatically hour to hour. But most areas, as I look at our board here, that indicates the air quality values across Saskatchewan, are indicating 10 plus for all the stations, Prince Albert, Saskatoon, Swift Current, Estevan, all 10 plus as we speak.
And Dyke says this kind of air can be tough on everyone.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's noticeable to everyone. Strenuous activity is not the best day for it, obviously. It's a good day to stay indoors if you can and recycle the air within your house. The better day, air quality day, is coming up for tomorrow.
And we also asked him about northern Saskatchewan, if any new rain is coming. There is more rain. Dykes describes it in spits and spurts. But thunderstorms are possible as well. Of course, the concern is always lightning. He also says more rain could possibly hit on the weekend and early next week. Again, not a huge rainfall, no heavy clouds. It would stay around to deposit a lot, he says. But let's face it, a bit is better than nothing at all this time. The smoke impacted riders practice yesterday had to be moved out from outdoors to inside to the Affinity Plex at Real. Again, anything 8 and above practice is moved inside. We'll see what happens today and how the team's coping. We'll hear coming up a little bit later in the show from our Green Zone rider reporter, Britton Gray. Still with sports, Montreal Canadiens' Lane Hutson is this year's Calder Trophy winner as the NHL's Rookie of the Year. He had 6 goals and 60 assists. That announcement just coming yesterday. The rest of the NHL awards will be handed out tomorrow. The NHL, by the way, just fined Edmonton defenseman Jake Walman $10,000 for his role in 2 separate incidents in the Oilers' 6-1 loss to the Panthers in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. Walman was fined $5,000 for roughing after he punched Panthers forward Matthew Tkachuk. And another $5,000 for that squirting incident, the squirting water at the Panthers bench. Game 4 goes tomorrow in Florida with the Panthers leading that series 2-1. Hey, should be lots of interest in this one, a documentary on the Titan submersible tragedy. It's Netflix today.
Stockton saw an opportunity to restart tourist visits to Titanic.
Stockton fully believed in what he was doing and that it would work.
He wanted fame. To fuel his ego, fame.
I have no desire to die.
Yeah, it's called Titan, the Ocean Gate Disaster. It comes 2 years after the Titan tragedy killed 5 people after it disappeared off the coast of Newfoundland as it headed thousands of feet beneath the surface of the Atlantic. The wreck of the Titanic, 4 days after it disappeared, pieces of it were found on the ocean floor. Titan imploded under the crushing weight of the sea, killing all 4 passengers along with Ocean Gate co-founder Stockton Rush, who was piloting the vehicle. clear picture is emerging about what led to the catastrophe and why no one averted it. Sounds pretty interesting. It was a major story, remember, around the world, especially in our newsroom as well. We are ready to watch the Riders take on the Tiger Cats in Hamilton this Saturday. Even more championship experience is coming to the team. Saskatchewan just signed veteran running back Kadeem Carey, who won a Grey Cup last season with Toronto. Now, despite being an East Division All-CFLer, Carey signed a practice roster deal to be in Saskatchewan. He just met with the media, including Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray, after his first practice with the team.
Kadeem, how's it feel to be a Saskatchewan Rough Rider?
Oh, man, it feels great. I love putting on this green right now.
How did this process kind of work out with you and signing here? Coach said this was the place you wanted to be.
I mean, this definitely was the place. When the free agency was going on, I mean, I was in big talks with him. I mean, he made it very, very easy. I mean, we have a lot of relationships, you know, in the past. So, I mean, Mueller and everybody over here, and Thurman, it was very simple. I saw them play, on Friday? And, man, the way they were clicking and the way they were looking, man, I just wanted to be a part of it.
You're a starter in this league, but Coach said you're happy enough to accept a PR spot. Well, just talk about that decision for you.
Hey, man, when you love football, you love football. And like I said, when I saw this team play, man, it was an easy yes to join something going on, because I could see something going on from the outside looking in, and I just want to be part of something great that's happening right now.
When you got released by Toronto, obviously, I don't know if it was expected, but take me through your emotions and how that all played out in your words.
I mean, it definitely was a surprise and heartbroken, but, you know, that's how the league goes and that's how the business is. So I accepted it and, you know, and that's how I ended up here. So I'm pretty excited to start my new journey. But, yeah, that was definitely it was a shock.
What did the last week and a bit look like for you in terms of playing that waiting game? Did you have other offers, and what was it like for you?
It was just, I mean, really the first thing that was on my mind was SAS. So if I would go anywhere, it would be here. So I was just kind of just taking a deep breath, letting everything play out, you know, talking to the fam and seeing if I wanted to go, you know, do this again. So it had to be the right spot. It had to be, you know, the right team and the right opportunity. And I feel like this is it. I mean, they were one game away to be in a big show. So I felt like they're ready.
Did the phone call surprise you at all, or were you expecting SAS to reach out?
Just from my free agency talks, talking to coach, I was kind of expecting a little bit. But, yeah, I was really hoping, though. you still got to get the ring, and he called, so I was really excited.
How much do you want to play? Obviously, as a competitor, you do, but how much do you want to play versus how much do you have to accept that you might have to be patient and wait for an opportunity?
I mean, I've started on practice squad at Calgary, so I kind of understand this role. I mean, I'm excited and can't wait to touch that field and show everybody, you know, what I can do again. But, you know, I'm going to be patient because it is another star in front of me, and I love to watch him run the ball too, and it's excited to see him run some people over. So I'm going to be learning as much as I can and, you know, learning the playbook as I'm on P-Squad, and when my time shines, it's going to be coming.
And the new comments from the new running back just signed with Riders, Kadeem Carey. .614. Hey, we know who the highest earners on Regina's payroll are. The yearly list of city employees is just published as City Council meets today. They'll be going over that as part of their agenda. The two highest earners for last year are actually on leave right now for different reasons. City Manager Nikki Anderson heads the list, making more than $315,000, followed by Police Chief Farouk Sheikh at more than $270,000. From the city to the province, keeping you up to date on the very latest in 980 CJME special coverage of the devastating fires in northern Saskatchewan. 22 wildfires are active this morning. 6 are not contained. Now, it sounds like the province might soon be able to take a bit of a breath when it comes to these fires. On the latest provincial wildfire update, you heard live right here on 980 CJME. Public safety says things are better. Our Jillian Massey has the latest details for us.
Steve Roberts, starting off with a little bit of good news on the call.
Weather has been cooperating with us, and the cooler temperatures and lower winds are allowing us to get more handle on some of these fires, putting crews into some of these areas that were too dangerous and high risk before. So we continue to make progress on each of the fires of note.
He's with the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency. In fact, the weather has been so good, the fire ban is being revised.
All areas north of the Churchill River that have received significant rain will be removed from the fire ban. For the area in south of the Churchill and the provincial forest, we will continue to monitor that and we will make amendments to that as the weather improves.
Roberts agrees now that things have turned for the battle against fires.
As far as we are now able to address these fires directly rather than indirectly, our tactics have switched from aerial suppression to try and hold these fires to actual direct attack on the ground with firefighters to start securing these lines. As long as that situation stays the same, we will continue to make that progress. These fires are going to remain on the landscape for the rest of the season in many cases to some extent. So they will be constantly monitored. They will flare up at times. There will be areas we may get some small in excursions. But what we were experiencing even as short as a week ago is greatly diminished. Even the fact that a couple days of reprieve have allowed us to make some operationally significant gains on some of these fires. And you're starting to see that now as people talk about repatriation.
As far as continuing the work to deal with these fires, he says the biggest challenges is that they're big and it takes a lot of effort to deal with them.
We're talking hundreds of kilometers of fire line. If you take all of these fires combined and you look at all the edges, there's a lot of ground to cover. So again, between heavy equipment and ground, it's a huge logistical issue to put people in the right place. It is why we're bringing in more crews. It's why you will see more Type 3 firefighters added. And you consider the equipment support, the housing support, all the logistics of having them out there on these significant fires on the landscape, you know, pumps and hose and tools. So it is a large endeavor, regardless of how you look at it.
And Roberts is sending a thank you to the partners who have come to help and fight the fires. There are more who arrived from Washington and Colorado. I'm Jillian Massey, 980 CJME.
Now, the Mohawk government is coming under fire from Saskatchewan's top watchdog. Provincial Ombudsman Sharon Pratchler says the current wildfire response has left northern evacuees struggling to access services or even get a response. She says some are waiting an entire day for a place to sleep.
When the person is driving in his truck around Saskatchewan and doesn't know where he's going to sleep at night is not a sufficient response.
She says her office is taking calls from evacuees who can't access services, including those who have, yes, nowhere to sleep.
I've worked two nights with my people on our 24/7 line to try to get a home and food for a person who is displaced.
And her office heard stories of Saskatchewan wildfire evacuees being kicked out of Manitoba.
One person who was accessing resources in Manitoba for a couple days, he had a place to sleep and he had food, was told once they learned that he was from Saskatchewan that he had to return to Saskatchewan.
Well, the province acknowledges the concerns of wildfire evacuees in accessing support, and it says the Public Safety Agency increased the number of staff answering calls to ensure people have timely access to information. Now, today we'll bring you two live news conferences here on 980 CJME, one with the Premier talking about wildfires at 10 this morning and the regular wildfire update call at 1:30 this afternoon.
Help, I need somebody help, not just anybody help, you know I need someone help.
6:23 on your Wednesday morning, you have an unexplained cough. It'd be the smoke. I know I've been coughing for the last week, and I was thinking, like, it's not like I have a cold coming. And it just so happened to be when it started to get a little bit smokier out there. Surprisingly, actually, the smoke that we're seeing now in Regina is not from the fires from northern Saskatchewan. Instead, Environment Canada meteorologist Eric Dykes tells us this morning it's actually coming from northern BC and Alberta. The wildfires blowing there. The wind is moving in the right direction for the smoke from those fires to be with us today. He says it should get a little better tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, Ralco Radio will be holding a Saskatchewan Day of Caring to help those impacted by the destructive wildfires up north from 6 in the morning until 6 in the evening. All six of our Ralco stations in this province will be accepting donations, which will go to the Red Cross so we can help those families and individuals affected by wildfires. In fact, you can actually donate right now at cjme.com. We have a link up to the Red Cross. We continue to bring you the stories of those individuals affected by wildfires. A firefighter with 31 years of experience is recovering right now in Saskatoon Hospital with a collapsed lung after battling the fires affecting his home community of Pelican Narrows. It's actually the seventh time, if you can believe that, Brady Highway has had a collapsed lung.
I was going to start the chainsaw, and I just realized that this now is beyond my breathing capacity and started looking for help.
He plans to go back to the fire lines once he gets the all clear from doctors. We're learning that these wildfires are impacting a number of businesses and industry as well. The fires are putting a stop on this province's timber industry. At least 40 years of sellable trees are now lost. The shoe and ditch fires. Carl Neggers runs Forest Saskatchewan. He tells the Evan Bray Show he's fought wildfires in the past and says the intensity is incredible.
You can really feel the life of the fire and how intimidating it can be. And trees that are simply standing there in a moment can explode into flames.
He's calling for a long-term strategy that helps manage the forest. That forest management must be proactive. Healthy trees harvested, old trees removed. Without that, he says, a forest can burn.
If we manage the forest in a more sustainable manner, mm-hmm. we can reduce the opportunity for wildfire. But if we don't manage it accordingly, wildfires will occur because the trees are aging out and they're susceptible to fire.
Yeah, he says a forest filled with old trees is nothing but a tinderbox waiting to happen. We're also hearing, of course, of the good news stories coming out of this. One restaurant in Candle Lake is staying open even as a massive wildfire gets closer. And that's a good thing because Emma's Kitchen is basically turned into a lifeline for crews battling the flames. Owner Wayne Tucker says when the Sask Public Safety Agency asked if he could feed those crews, he didn't hesitate. He says the number of meals has grown each day and they're now cooking for dozens.
I get up at 4 o'clock every day to start up the kitchen and get breakfast ready. And, you know, we do a nice breakfast buffet for around 50 to 60 daily.
Tucker says when your community's in trouble, you don't close your doors, you open them wider.
Community sticks together and helps each other and helps everyone stay strong.
Every day, as you heard, his team is ramping up cooking for more fire crews, volunteers, and emergency workers. Tucker says it's about giving back to the place that built his business. He says fueling the people protecting his home is a no-brainer.
Money doesn't really matter. It's more about serving them and just making sure that they have the fuel so that they can fight the fires.
And stay with us here on 980 CJME as we continue to bring you the very latest, including live updates of the wildfire situation up north. And stay tuned, as we've been talking about in the news and on the show this morning, 980 CJME will bring you two live news conferences today, one with the premier at 10 this morning, and then the regular wildfire update call at 1:30 this afternoon.